Seattle Times publisher Frank Blethyn is the fourth generation of Blethyns to run the newspaper. But early in his life, it didn't look like it would turn out that way. Blethyn was born in Seattle, but when he turned six, his mother divorced his father, Frank Blethyn Sr. She took Frank Jr. and his sister to live in Arizona back in 1954. He told me the unlikely story of how eventually he became Seattle Times publisher.
I didn't even vaguely know about the paper till I got into my teen years.
Frank Blethyn worked for the Times as a summer job, but his life was in Arizona. One summer, he lived with his father, Frank Blethyn Sr., in a studio apartment.
Well, it was pretty weird. I would get up and go to work, and he'd still be asleep. And I would come home, and he would be at his then-girlfriend, who became his wife's apartment, which was a block away. And I'd go have dinner with him, and I'd go back and go to bed, and he'd roll in after me. Sort of reversal for what a college kid should have been doing, I suppose.
In his last conversation with Frank Sr., he shut the door on a newspaper career.
Well, I was going into my last year of college, and I said I had no intention of moving back here and joining the Times. And he was completely surprised. I told him it was because the only reason I was working at the Times was to get to know him, and it was nice to finally have a summer where I got to. I didn't develop any particular bond to him. I didn't really learn anything from him. I ended up moving from having resentment towards him to just feeling sorry for him.
Why were you sorry for him?
Well, the short version is I think he spent his entire life looking for a mother and went through five marriages and had four kids by three different marriages and never connected with any of them. It was pretty sad.
Frank Blethyn Sr. died in 1967.
And if he had lived, I would not have gone to work at the Times. But I made one of these irrational 21-year-old decisions and said, well, you know, I've been working there in the summer since I was 15. I've started reading the paper. I've got to know the people. There's really something special about newspapers and family business. I like it up there in the summer, so maybe I'll give it a try. I was flat broke. I had to borrow money from the Times to move up. I was back in a studio apartment, up in a basement studio apartment in Queen Anne, actually a block away from where I'd lived with him for a short time. I had a girlfriend in Arizona I was very serious about. That was falling apart. I had no money. It rained all the time, and I experienced my first snow and got chewed out by my boss pretty badly for not showing up at work in 2 feet of snow. But I had promised myself I'd stick it out for at least 12 months. And 12 months rolled around, and, you know, I was really liking the newspaper and the work and living here. I was still broke, but I decided I would stay.
Frank Blethyn worked in a series of management jobs at the Seattle Times and connected with his cousins who were also working there. When you dedicated yourself professionally to working in the newspaper business, at least initially, was it sort of predetermined that you would eventually become the publisher?
No, probably just the opposite. I always call myself the accidental publisher. I was an average C student. I didn't know it at the time, but I'm mildly dyslexic. I was an ADD adult. My school experiences were anywhere from mediocre to bad, and I never saw myself as any particular management caliber or anything like that. I just wanted to participate.
But it was not smooth sailing for Frank Blethyn Jr. at his family's newspaper.
When I was 28, I quit because I had a very abusive boss.
The Seattle Times president, Jerry Pennington, was running the paper. He convinced Frank to stay through a series of management jobs before moving him on to the job of publisher at a Blethyn-owned paper in Walla Walla.
And basically his message was, this is a great opportunity for you, but even if you screw it's screwed up so bad nobody will notice.
But Frank Blethyn didn't screw up. He succeeded in Walla Walla, and that got him thinking about doing the same thing at the Seattle Times. The previous two generations of Blethyns had hired outsiders like Jerry Pennington to run the Seattle Times. Frank Blethyn Jr. asked Pennington for an honest assessment of his prospects.
I said, well, what's the highest job you think I can attain professionally at the Seattle Times? And it took him a while to think about it, which told me something else. And he said, general manager. And I said, okay, that's interesting. And I'm thinking to myself, well, the general manager's the number three person in the company. So I said, well, Jerry, how long do you think it would take me to get there? Now, I guess I was 32 at the time. And he thought again for a long time, and he said, well, sometime in your early 50s. And then he paused and he said, and of course you'll need a really strong financial person and president around you. And I'm thinking, wow, you know.
So he's saying 20 years until you get to the third rung at the paper.
With a lot of support once I got there. So I'm thinking to myself, boy, this is interesting. I got a hell of a lot to prove to Jerry, and I better not get too cocky.
Frank Blethyn succeeded in convincing Pennington he could run the company. And by the time he moved back to Seattle in 1980, he was on track to become publisher of the Seattle Times. That's a job he took 30 years ago. There's been a lot of turmoil in the newspaper business since then, and in recent years, the question of survival. The satirical news site The Onion recently reported majority of newspapers now purchased by kidnappers to prove date. Why do newspapers matter in 2015?
When I think of newspapers, I no longer think, to me, that's just a euphemism for a journalistic-based public service content company that puts its content out there both in print and digitally. And this is oversimplification, but for us, the audience model is boomers at one end and millennials at the other end. The boomers' primary thing, that a lot of them are online or use both, but the boomers' primary thing is still the print. And we realize that the millennials' primary access is digital. You know, millennials are funny. They go to the gym or they go to their parents' house or to go to a public spot. If a newspaper's there, they'll read it. They just won't pay, you know, at least not in big numbers. They won't pay for it.
Nevertheless, Blethyn is bullish on the core business of the Times.
There's a lot of life left in the newspaper. There's no question. And 90% of our revenue still comes from the newspaper.
Will the Seattle Times be publishing 7 days a week in 5 years from now?
Well, I never say never about anything, but I highly doubt it.
What's the bottom line at the Seattle Times? Are you making money?
No. We're not making money thanks to unfunded pension liabilities, which cost us $10, $12 million a year. If you take them out of the equation, we're on an operating basis, we're better than breaking even. We're making a little bit of money.
What's the biggest challenge facing you today?
Biggest challenge is unfunded pension liabilities, and it's a huge national issue, especially for mid-sized businesses like us. You read about Boeing and big companies that have the same issue, but it's not death-threatening to them. But for companies our size, it can be a life and death issue.
Frank Blethyn says that this Thursday, the Seattle Times will be doing one of the most significant things in his career.
And that is launch a new website and digital products, which is really going to put us into, I don't know if I would say the modern era, but it positions us for the future.
You've been the publisher for 30 years. I understand you're turning 70 in a couple of months. Is that right?
Bad news travels fast, huh?
And so what are you thinking? What do you see on the horizon for your career here at the Seattle Times?
Well, I don't have any real horizon. I'm in great health. I have great energy. I'm enjoying my work now more than any time in the last 15 years. We're doing such exciting stuff, and the way we're transforming our journalism is just outstanding and getting even better. You know, eventually I'm going to have to step aside for the next generation. I don't think there's any question, but right now I'm all in.
Seattle Times publisher Frank Blethyn, Jr. This is The Record. I'm Ross Reynolds.